Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Victor. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Brenda Johnson.
Hey, Brenda. How are you doing today? How's it going so far?
Fine. How are you?
That's good. That's good. That's great to hear. I'm doing pretty good myself. Tell me, was there something in specific I could help you out with today?
Yes, I wanted to cancel. We're not interested anymore in using Local Splash, and I'm trying to figure out how to do that.
Okay, no worries, Brenda. In that case, let me go ahead and open up the account with us really quick. Brenda Johnson, Iron City Roofing, right?
Yes.
Go ahead and check it out really quick. Okay, Brenda, so I'm actually seeing here that the services are paid in full until April the 4th. So that does give us a full month to keep working on the account to try and get you results. And in the meantime, let me go ahead and make a couple of changes. But was there something, was there a specific reason you wanted to cancel? Or?
Yes, I can't see where you can get them done. And we don't like our number. I don't see where it's doing anything for the money.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. So right now, we are in the process of verifying the Google Business profile page itself. We've already reached out to Google so they activate the live video verification. That way you don't have to go through the hassle of doing the normal video and then getting rejected for whatever reason. We're going to do the verification directly with the Google representative. So as soon as it's available, we'll be reaching out to you. That way we could get in touch with that Google representative, and you'll be doing the video verification directly with them. That way we could start seeing better results.
Well, we just want to cancel. So you can't talk me into anything at this point. I mean, we've been waiting on Google. This is our second month. We've been waiting on Google. We've been waiting on a code, and we've been waiting on a callback, and nothing has happened, but all of a sudden when I want to cancel, something's going to happen. So I'm just not interested.
Oh, no, this isn't because you want to cancel. We've been in the process of reaching out to Google for the live video verification. Like, this is something that's already in process. We're just waiting on the response. Like, even if you decide to do this on your own, or even if you go to, let's say, another company, another competitor to do it, it's the exact same process. At the end of the day, Google has their reasons that they do not disclose to anybody that they didn't verify it for. That's exactly why we have to habilitate the live verification, which we already did. We're just waiting on the response. That way they just activate it, and we could do that right away.
Well, I'm tired of waiting, so I was going to say, can you cancel? How do I go about canceling?
I mean, I could go ahead and cancel the account right now, Brenda, but like I mentioned, I mean, you have services paid in full until April 4th. That's a full month already. We could still keep working on the results, help you with the video verification, and get that done. And if for whatever reason you still want to cancel after we do that, then we could definitely go ahead and cancel, just as long as you reach out to us before April the 4th. Hello, Brenda,
are you still there? Well, tell me this. They were supposed to have already, I forget what the term is, connected, I forget what the damn term is. They're going to verify Google and, get Yelp and Instagram and some of the others.
Yelp and Facebook?
Pardon?
Yelp and Facebook?
Facebook, Yelp, Instagram, some of them. I don't know which ones, but I do know Yelp and Facebook. And I don't see where anything's been done with that. Nothing. The website, I just don't see where nothing's been actually done.
You can actually check that on the app. If you go inside the app, you can see the ads that we've already posted. And you can see exactly how the ads look like. But the ads on Facebook, they've already been posted on the local Splash app. Do you have that downloaded already?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, once you're there, click on the three little lines that are next to the bell.
Three lines next to the bell.
Yep, on the top right.
I don't see a bell.
It's all the way on the top right. It's three little lines. Three lines.
I see three little lines at the very top.
Okay, it's asking you to update the app.
Yeah, that's update. An update is available. No, that's... I don't know.
Okay, yes. Go ahead. Did that so I could guide you through and you could see exactly how the ads are showing up. Because the ads, we already started them a while ago, actually. The ads have been running since February the 16th.
I don't see three lines. I'm on the home page.
So now that you're on the home page for the local Splash, on the top right-hand corner, you should have a little cog. On the top left, it should say the name of your business, which is Iron City Roofing. And then on the top right, under the Wi-Fi, under your battery, there should be a cog, a bell, and three lines.
No, my battery is on the bottom, not on the top. It's got switch to old view, it's got a moon, it's got a world, and it's got BJ. There are no three lines.
Okay, it's showing up a little differently. If it's asking you to update, go ahead and update it. That way you can see all of it.
Not the application that's asking me to update. That's that looks more like if I click on that, I just go to internet stuff.
Oh, okay.
Account. Am I supposed to be going to account settings? Where am I supposed to be trying to go?
No, it's not account settings. It's the navigation system. So, for example, if you click on the three lines or the three dots, it should take you to the navigation system where it says home, leads, website, reviews, Google Insights, Facebook
I'm
ads.
I'm already on there. I'm the home page.
Okay, then you can go ahead and select Facebook ads. If you click on that.
Yeah.
Were you able to click on the Facebook ads?
Yeah.
Okay, so once you're right there on the Facebook ads, it shows the statistics. Aside from the statistics, it also gives you a Facebook ad preview that shows you exactly how the ad looks like. And if you have your Facebook synced to your Instagram, those ads are also visible on your Instagram.
But I thought y'all were going to sync that stuff.
No, we don't manage Instagram. We only forward the post to the from Facebook to Instagram if your Instagram is synced to your Facebook. But we don't manage Instagram. We handle Facebook, we handle Yelp, the Google Business Profile page.
Well, I don't see a Facebook ad. There's not one.
it's showing up right there. It says Facebook ad preview, Iron City Roofing, protect your home with roofing done right. Need a reliable roofing.
Let me log out and log back in because I'm not seeing that. No, I'm not seeing that. All I see is a era type thing, a red circle with a line through it. This page has been blocked by Microsoft Edge is what it's saying.
Oh, okay. Then that means that Microsoft Edge is not letting you see that. You are directly on the app, right? It's not the browser. Because the app and the browser is different.
Well, up in the top, it says HTTPS my local slash.
Oh, okay. That means you're on the browser. So let me go ahead and send you the link to the app. Could you just let me know if you have an Android phone or an iPhone?
iPhone.
Okay. Look, I'm going to send you a link directly to the app so you can view it. That should make things a lot easier for you. So I just went ahead and sent you a text message.
Well, I don't want to look at it on my phone. I want to look at it on my laptop because it's too small on my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, were you viewing it right now on the laptop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Then try using a different browser then. Instead of using Microsoft Edge, try using Google Chrome.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you're viewing it on the laptop, it's a lot easier. You're not going to have the three little lines. It's just going to say everything up top.
I forgot the blooming password.
No worries. Let me go ahead and let you know what the password for your... You're trying to log into the local Splash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check that out really quick. Let you know right away. Hold on, give me a second. Okay, so username is your phone number. Password is Best Mobile.
No caps or is anything a cap?
Nope, everything's lowercase. Best Mobile. DESTMOBILE. No one should let you log in.
Okay, I'm logged in.
Okay, once you're inside, on the top, you're going to have like a whole bar under local splash. It's going to say home, leads, website, listings. We're going to go to ad campaigns and select Facebook ads.
Okay.
Once we're there, it's going to say 45 clicks, one lead, 3,204 impressions, 1,887 reach. And then if you scroll down a little bit more, it's mm-hmm. on the right side. It's going to say Facebook ad previews. It's showing up now in white.
It's showing up, yeah. I see the pictures now.
Okay, see, so that's the Facebook ad preview. That's how the ad is, that's how the client sees it. So the ad is way different from a post, right? So for example, if you do a Facebook post, the only people that could see the post are people that like or are following the page, right? Or if you share it, then your friends and family members can see that as well. But for example, an ad, we're targeting specific areas. If you see on the lower left, it shows you the areas that we're targeting, Alabaster, Birmingham, Helena, Homewood, Hoover, Jefferson, Mountain Brook, Pelham, Shelby County, and Wastavia Hills, right? So those are the places that we're targeting. So people that are in those areas, like even if they search somewhere in Marketplace or right now how Meta and Facebook is working, even if they're having a private conversation with someone about they mention anything about roofing, this ad is going to pop up to them. So it's going to show up exactly like this. And then it's going to have a little button where it sends them directly to the form field and they start providing you all the information or they contact you directly.
I asked somebody the other day if they would change this Jefferson, Alabama to Jefferson County, Alabama, and it hadn't been done.
They were going to make which changing?
Where it has the target areas. That should be Jefferson County, Alabama.
Let me go ahead and check that out. Okay, instead of Jefferson, Jefferson County?
Yeah, just like Shelby underneath it should look just like that.
Okay.
Jefferson County, Alabama.
Oh, okay, so I am seeing that you sent the email and it was already requested, so that change will be official by the end of the day today.
Well, I've done that before and it hasn't gotten changed yet.
So it can be changed immediately because we have to make sure it's consistent all around, right? It's not a change that you can give me 5 minutes and I'll go ahead and do it right away. We have to be consistent with that, since the information also has to be consistent with what's going to be on the Google Business Profile page, right? So we have to change it on the Google Business Profile page, we have to change it on Yelp, and then we have to change it on Facebook as well.
Okay, but how long does that take?
It's just a maximum 24 hours, but it gets done within the day.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that it was a week ago that I asked for that change.
Oh, really? I'm seeing
yeah,
the email from today.
I haven't sent an email today. And I don't remember sending an email at all about that. I talked to somebody on the phone, as far as I remember.
Oh, okay, so that change was already made, but on the Google Business Profile. It wasn't made on the Facebook, just on the Google Business Profile itself.
Why wasn't it changed in the others?
Because here I'm checking out that on notes it was requested specifically on the Google Business Profile, but we could go ahead and make that change.
Well, I request, I don't care everywhere. It needs to be changed everywhere. I don't want to just specify one thing and then them not match.
Okay, definitely, yeah, no worries. I'll make sure it gets done by the end of the day today.
That's what I'm aggravated about. It's the stuff just not getting done for the money that we're paying. And I'm just not happy. We're not happy with it.
And I completely understand it, Brenda. There's probably just some sort of miscommunication on that end, that we thought that you only wanted it on, you wanted that change specifically on the Google Business profile itself and not on Facebook.
No, that wouldn't, that'd be silly.
But that's a really easy fix. No worries. We'll get that done right away. That way it shows up in Jefferson County as well.
One of the big things we don't like is the 256 number. We're not happy with the 256 number. We don't want it to be, we want it to be a local number. I just don't think that, it sounds like an out of town business, and I'm not happy with that. We need that.
You want it for a 205, right?
Yes, but I was told that there's no available numbers with a 205.
Yep, so I'm actually checking, and I am seeing that it was already requested and it's still pending. So as soon as the 205 number is available, that's going to be changed right away.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I was told that if we did away with the local splash voicemail, that we could just use our business number and we wouldn't do the 256 or 205 or any of those. It would go straight to our business. And the reason that they did the 256 number, well, that's not the reason. I know better than that.
So, yes, we can remove it. We could remove the phone number completely, the call tracker, and you can have your number directly, right? The only difference that we're going to have is that we're not going to be able to record the calls. We're not going to be able to track the calls to see what type of statistics you have so we can make improvements or not. And since it's going to have no filter at all, aside from potential clients, you could also get a bunch of spam calls. I mean, you're already getting spam calls and we're already filtering out a lot, but you're definitely going to get a lot more. Again, we could definitely try it out. By all means, if that's what you want, we could try it out. We could see how it goes, and that way you could see for yourself how it exactly is going to be working out. But for example, on the lead section right there on the app that you're on the computer, you see how all those people are showing up. You have their contact information, their messages, and the phone call in case you want to hear for whatever reason. You're not going to have that anymore since it's going to be a direct phone call to your number.
Right, and I really don't care about having another app to have to look at. I mean, it's just another app for me to have to figure out and look at. I see where it says 14 leads, but half of those are spams. I mean, half of them I have to check off as not a valid lead. And if they go directly to my phone, then I can answer it. I don't have to. I mean, this just isn't.
So it's the same process because it still goes directly to your phone. Like the call gets rerouted to you regardless. So you're always getting that call, right? You're just not going to have the advantage of having every single thing in one single app. So instead of you having to go to Facebook, instead of you having to go to Google, instead of you having to check your reviews on Google, you could just view everything right here. You could enter your reviews here, check your clients here from Facebook, from Google. You could check everything here, right? But if you want to make that change, by all means, Brenda, we could definitely do it. You could try it out. If it doesn't work out, well, we could revert and put the call tracker again. And if you feel it's better and it does work out for you, then we could just leave it as is with your direct number.
The main thing is we want the 205 number. We don't want a 256 number, so.
So right now there isn't one available, so by all means, we could definitely change it if you want. We could go ahead and change that right away so you have your direct number.
Okay.
In that case, we'll go ahead and change that so you have your direct number listed then. And, well, we're still working on the verification. So as soon as we have that, we'll be following up with you so we can get that done. The change for Jefferson County, that's going to be all around. So we'll also make sure that gets done. Okay. Any other change you'd like us to implement in the meantime, Brenda?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and do those changes. We'll make sure that gets done right away. If for whatever reason you still want to cancel, just make sure you reach out to us before April the 4th, okay? Either way, we're most likely going to be reaching out to you way before then, so we could get that verification done as soon as we get the green light from the Google representative.
Okay.
So I'll get to working on that right away so it gets done as soon as possible. Okay, Brenda?
All right. Thank you.
No, thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We'll be in touch and stay safe out there.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.